You know, it's been about 2,000 years since the one we call Jesus arose, and that fact can diminish hope because it seems like a long time to us. As things change faster than we can keep up with them in this world, we need an anchor for our souls. And such are the biblical reminders of the resurrection. Scripture provides the hope we so desperately need. Services like this one remind us of our Almighty Father's greatness and His power to save no matter what. The sunrise service is derived from the ancient pagan practice of welcoming the sun on the morning of the spring equinox. Immigrants from Moravia brought the sunrise service custom to America. The first was held in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, in 1741. This service is used to remind us of how we find hope in the resurrection. All four gospel records provide details of the resurrection day. All four say it was early on the first day of the week. They tell of at least five women coming to the tomb, wondering who would roll the stone away from the opening. They wanted to anoint his body with burial spices. Matthew tells of an earthquake and an angel that rolled the stone away. The guards froze in fear. All four records tell of angels proclaiming, "He is not here. Go tell the others. He is raised." We look into the empty tomb, and the emptiness fills us with hope. God didn't open the tomb to let Jesus out. No, He opened the tomb to let people look in to see that He was gone. We have hope in the resurrection of Christ if, in fact, we believe He is the Lord, the one who is supreme in command. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 9, we learn that He appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom He had cast seven demons. Mary's devotion made her a perfect candidate for our Lord to reveal Himself to first. She models dedication for us as He reveals Himself, even to you and me. Christ received all authority in heaven and on earth. It's written in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18. Have you denied yourself and given up your life for Christ? Have you yielded to His authority? Are you looking forward without looking back at the world you left? Are you following and keeping His commands? It is written in John 14:23 that Jesus said, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4, we hear, "Whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." This is the hope arisen with Christ from the tomb. We are free to keep His word, and He makes His home with us eternally. In the 20th chapter of John's gospel record, we learn Mary was full of grief as she stood outside of the tomb weeping. As she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. They asked her why she was weeping, and she told them it was because He was gone, and she did not know where His body was. When she turned around, Jesus appeared to her, but she did not recognize Him until He called her name. Then He sent her to proclaim the good news, so she did as He instructed. And He later told all to proclaim, "He is alive." Mary was caught up in her grief, her crying and her distress, which blinded her from seeing the risen Christ. Keeping our eyes on our pain, on our grief, and on our distress blinds us in the same way as it blinded her. Letting go of our fixation on ourself frees us to hear Him. It liberates us, and it unites us with Him. Can we truly trust Him to be who He said He was? Do we trust that He will do exactly what He said He would? And so we look into the empty tomb, and instead of seeing only emptiness, we see the fullness of hope in His resurrection. It is written that Jesus instructed believers to rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And by heeding the words of Scripture, we can experience greater joy. Rejoice always in the Lord, it's written. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice always. Because he lives, we too shall live. When Jesus appeared to the women, he told them, go and tell the disciples. And so they did. And when they did that, they became the first to proclaim the good news of the resurrection. And each of us, as followers of Christ, those who have been given new life, those who have been raised from death, can take that message of hope and deliver it to others. And so should we. It's the best way to proceed as followers. And now as I wrap this up, I want you to remember the hope that is arisen with Christ. He conquered death once and for all. People of the resurrection can embrace life. He will call your name. And when he calls your name, it will be to welcome you into the resurrection life he has prepared. Hear him calling your name and respond by placing hope in his rising and telling others the good news. Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, we need you every hour. We, like Mary, we weep in our sorrow. We get caught up sometimes in our distress and our grief, and it blinds us from seeing the risen Christ. Help us to take our eyes off of our pain. Help us to divert our attention away from our grief. Help us to change our focus from distress that blinds us to the hope of the resurrection that frees us and enables us to walk in the light. Help us to let go of our fixation on ourself and free us to hear you. Liberate us, Father, and unite us with Christ. Help us to trust that he is who he said he was, and help us, Lord, to trust that he will do exactly what he said he would. He will gather together his saints, and we too one day will be raised to new life. Help us to look into that empty tomb, and instead of seeing the emptiness, help us to see the fullness of hope that we have in his resurrection. Help us to rejoice always, and help us to share the good news with all whom our paths intersect with. That when he calls their names, it will be to welcome them into the resurrection life that he has prepared. And help us all to place our hope in his rising. I pray in Christ's mighty name, and all of God's people said, it is so.